I have prepared tonight a liturgy for Christmas Eve, and it is taken and adapted and added to, but it can be found, part of it can be found in Godly Play book, and it is written by Jerome Berryman. And it is this liturgy that I would like to use. This night is like no other night. It is a time to dream and sing our way to Bethlehem. The little town we seek sits in the hill country, some 10 miles south of Jerusalem. For thousands of years, the houses have gathered there on the hilltop like a family breaking bread. Bethlehem means house of bread. In the center of the village is a small inn. On this night, it is overflowing with people seeking sleep and peace and a place to eat. Behind the inn is a dark stable. A donkey chews his barley and broken straw, while a weary cow leans and rests after the day's ploughing in the valley. A sheep nearby is nearly asleep. All is still and quiet in the little town. As night gathers, the last two travelers come slowly up the road. Look, there is a young woman about to be a mother. She is walking with her husband. They are Joseph and Mary from Nazareth. They have walked for 6 days to come to this city where King David was born so long ago. They have come like so many others, because the Roman emperor wants to count each one so he can take their money as a tax. But it is late, and Mary is so weary. Where will they sleep? There is no room in the inn. They decide to sleep with the animals. Stars brighten slowly in the sky. All creation holds its breath. Suddenly, from the stable, comes the cry of a newborn child. Mary gently wraps the baby in a blanket and lays him in the feed box that his father has filled with straw. In the hills outside Jerusalem, outside Bethlehem, shepherds watch their shadowy sheep. All at once, the dark is lost in light, and in the midst of the light is something even brighter, the faces of angels. The fearful shepherds then hear music in the sky, and a voice says clearly, "Do not be afraid. Listen. I bring you news of great joy, a joy to be shared by all people. Today in the city of David, a Savior is born. He is Christ the Lord." Then more angels appear, a whole heavenly host of them, praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. Goodwill to all people everywhere." The shepherds run with joy across the fields to Bethlehem, to the barn behind the inn. There they find the family and creep forward, overwhelmed with mystery, to find nativity itself in the center of all that love. some camels are plodding up the road to Bethlehem. They have come from the east, far beyond the Arabian desert, perhaps from as far as the Caspian Sea. The camels carry kings, the wise ones, the magi. They are following the wild star, the destiny they have never seen before. And they are following it whenever it goes to find the king its shining shows them. The journey of the kings ends as they find the new kind of king. Their restlessness rests at last. They fall to their knees and give him bright gold, sweet-smelling frankincense, and bitter myrrh, brought so far with so much love. As we come this night to greet the Christ child, we too are overwhelmed by the mystery of it all. When this child grows up, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. And we will hear a reading now from Isaiah 11, verse 1 to 9.
Isaiah chapter 11, beginning to read at verse 1. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but his righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den. The young child will put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Thanks be to God.